Hello, welcome to the Above the Clouds podcast. I'm your host, Gayna Turner, and in this and my future episodes, I'll be talking through all things expat and living in the fabulous Emirate of Dubai, to starting my own fashion business and manifesting, plus being a mum to my two children and setting financial as well as life goals to achieve absolutely anything. So hello and a very warm welcome to the Above the Clouds podcast and a happy Friday to you. I hope you're all very, very happy today and feeling full of the joys of spring. This is actually a slightly unplanned bonus little episode for you due to the fact that I somehow managed to set my styling SOS episode live briefly on Tuesday. And I had no idea that I'd set it live. I thought I had it scheduled for this morning, but my sister sent me a message to let me know. So then I quickly unpublished it. And then I got a message from my mom saying that she was standing in front of her wardrobe and suddenly the episode had gone off. So if you have listened to the styling SOS episode, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But yeah, I think she was mid episode and it just went off. So... But yeah, my sister also said that I'd ruined her Friday now, potentially, because she always listens to my podcast on a Friday morning. So due to that fact, I am now recording an extra episode just for you, Kate. And yeah, it's kind of, I've got a bit of a hectic morning this morning. And yeah, I'm actually whizzing off downtown as soon as I've recorded this, literally by the seat of my pants, because I'm actually going to be appearing on someone else's podcast, can you believe? And it sounds very professional as well. It's actually going to be recorded in a studio, not at a breakfast bar like this one is. But the guy sounds lovely. He talks a lot about well-being and health. And so I imagine I'll be talking probably a lot about manifesting. But yeah, I actually had a message through Instagram, just approaching me to see if I would like to be a guest. And, you know, there's quite a lot of spam that comes through Instagram. So first of all, I was a little bit skeptical, but I decided to still look into it because it was very, very sort of well worded, this message. So I actually listened to a couple of his episodes and yeah, I was really, really impressed. The guy's name is CJ and his podcast is called Shift with CJ, if you wanted to take a listen. But yeah, what I was really impressed with is he's similar to Stephen Bartlett, really, where he basically just lets his guests speak and he's not constantly interrupting them. And I think most of his episodes are for sort of going on an hour. So goodness knows what I'm going to be waffling on about. I have no idea. But yeah, wish me luck. And as soon as it's recorded and live, I'll be able to sort of provide a link for you if you wanted to take a listen. But yeah, it just kind of got me thinking about stepping out of your comfort zone because, you know, doing something like this, although I do my own podcast, I think there's something about the word interview that terrifies people just naturally. But I sometimes think when an opportunity shows up right in front of you, you know, that's been given to you for a reason and you have to sort of grasp it with both hands, even if it feels completely out of your comfort zone and just seems like you don't know what you're going to be going into. And I don't know what I'm going to be going into, but I say hopefully, and obviously manifesting plays a part in this and I've been busy, you know, saying to myself how I want it to go. So saying, I'm so grateful that the interview went so well and things like that, just to sort of, you know, reaffirm to myself that everything is going to be fine. And my ultimate goal is always to be completely myself, which I don't know how to be anybody else anyway. And I don't have the energy. So I think just being your most authentic self, you know, what can go wrong with that? Famous last words, isn't it? So I'm sort of going, and if ever I am nervous about something, what I always try and do is think about how I will feel when I'm home, like later on this evening, when I'll be able to tell my family about it, and sort of imagining that I'm telling them how well it went and how much I enjoyed it and how it was a great experience. You know, sort of look to the future of how you will feel once you've done it and how amazing that will feel and how proud of yourself you'll be. Even if you fluff it up, you know, nothing bad is going to happen as a result of it. you know, and you can use it as experience to get better at something. But yeah, I think sometimes when you have an opportunity, just take it, even if it feels completely alien to you, because you never know what will come from that as well. And I think the reason why I was approached to be a guest was because I have been showing up a lot more on Instagram, and I have been talking a lot more about what I do. And obviously I have my podcast every week anyway, but I advertise that on my Instagram. So I think, I know with Instagram, sort of the more consistently you show up and put yourself into your brand, rather than, because what I was doing before, I was putting a load of photos on Instagram of my clothes, but it was models that were wearing the clothes. And, you know, people don't really see sort of what the clothes really look like on real people. So I started sort of wearing the clothes more myself and taking photos, which that didn't feel comfortable at all at first. But again, you get into it. And that as well, I actually discovered I really, really enjoyed after a while, because again, it's just an excuse to play dress up, and I had to get all my shoes out my wardrobe and all my jewellery to sort of style each outfit to take a photo. So I actually found out that I really enjoyed doing that. But also by doing that, you're creating new opportunities, and you never ever know sort of who's watching and what can come of it. And I'm always reminded with the Titanic quote, when Cal says, "A real man makes his own luck." Well, I think a real woman makes her own luck as well. So I think sort of, you know, putting yourself out there and trying different things, like I say, you never know where it may lead. And especially if you do have big goals for yourself, one of these things that you're trying might lead to you sort of actually achieving your goal. So yes, if ever you do have an opportunity, then take it, is my advice this Friday morning. And again, I think back to that cat that was clinging to the car during the storm, and a man showed up to help the cat, and then the cat turned around and started attacking the man. You know, sometimes we don't notice when there's an opportunity staring us in the face, because it might not sort of show up in the way that you thought it might. Or you might be skeptical of is this a real offer kind of thing. But I think sometimes by just exploring things and looking into it, like I say, you never know. But I've actually realized that today's episode doesn't have a theme at all. I am just waffling on basically. But yes, I thought we could just have a bit of a chat anyway. So how are your happy tanks this morning? I hope they're full. And not sort of dwindling, because obviously it's nearly the weekend. But if they are dwindling a little bit, I'm going to give you a few tips for Friday to spur you into action so that your tanks are full again and ready for the weekend. So my number one tip, and it's one that I've given before, but I shall give it again. If you're feeling a little bit bleh today, just send out a message to 5 people that you like that you may not have heard from for a while. And just send a nice happy message to them saying, "Hope your day is going well. Let's meet up soon." Whatever. Send out the messages and then don't look at your phone for a good few hours. And hopefully when you do look at your phone, you'll have a few messages back from nice people that you like. So that's always a good one. And then number two, I would say make sure that you go out for a walk today. I'm hoping that the weather is quite nice in the UK now that we're sort of in spring. And I think normally the spring weather tends to be better than the summer often. So seize the moment get yourself outside today and every day, but especially today, and go for a walk. And I don't always have music playing when I'm walking. A lot of the time I will just have silence and just, just allow my thoughts to come and just enjoy the moment and just enjoy being outside. And then my third pointer for the weekend or for today is try and arrange to meet a friend for coffee. So even if you only have £5 in your purse, use that £5 to go out for a coffee with a friend. Or a neighbour or somebody. And it just does you good. And I think having plans has such an impact on your well-being without you realising it. And I realise it because we had so many weekends you know, sort of however long ago, 18 months ago, where we never had plans, but having things in your diary to look forward to, even if they are only simple things, can really top up your happy tank. And then number four, I would say get your calendar out, get your diary out, and make one plan for next weekend. So it doesn't matter what it is, something nice that you enjoy. And again, even if it is any meeting someone just to go for a walk, but just have it in the diary, because that gives you something to look forward to. And you feel very organised that you're planning ahead. But I always now plan my weekends sort of a week in advance, because it gives everybody something to look forward to. And it gives you that structure as well. And then the final point, and this is quite a big one, look into booking a holiday or a weekend away. So again, get your diary out and work out your budget. So do that first of all. But then spend some time thinking about where you want to go. And I say it doesn't have to be that you have to go abroad. You know, think of somewhere where you want to go, sort of in the UK or wherever you are. And think about it, look into accommodation. And I say these things don't have to cost the earth. You know, you can stay in a bed and breakfast. In fact, we did that for Richard's, was it his 35th birthday or something? And we booked a weekend in a bed and breakfast. And I think bed and breakfasts are just the best thing in the world, because they are so cheap and they're a lot of fun, because you normally get to know the owners as well. And it's just a very informal, say very inexpensive way of going away. But yeah, we had a fabulous weekend and the weather was really nice and it just feels so seasidey there. But yeah, we went to the Lanes we went to a lovely fish restaurant in the Lanes, and I remember I had lobster thermidor for the first time, which was absolutely gorgeous. But the children were only little, so we took them on the fair on the pier. But yeah, just a really wholesome sort of fun family weekend. So think about where you would like to go, regardless of what your budget is right now. You know, decide on somewhere, because often you never get round to doing these things because you always think that you've got other expenses and you can't afford it this month or you can't afford it this year. But just have a real good look at your money and just see if there is a little bit of movement there where you could put a little bit of money away and take yourself away, because it just, I mean, brings you happiness and you work very hard and you very much deserve it. So yeah, and it's just nice to get something in the diary, isn't it? But yeah, so speaking of weekends, this weekend I've booked a networking event for tomorrow morning, just for a couple of hours. And it's with a new networking group called How About, and they do sort of events in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. But yeah, this one sounded really nice, where you get to talk about your business. But they've also got a marketing expert there as well who will be giving a talk. And yeah, it's all just opportunities, isn't it? Another opportunity. So going along to that. So that will be lovely. And then Molly has her piano exam tomorrow. She's had a busy week as well. She's also had her dancing exams this week. In fact, it's been a very bitty week this week where, you know, I tried to get into work on, well, Monday was sort of a write-off for trying to get into the office because, you know, the roads were just a disaster and still not open. But then Tuesday, I thought, oh, everything should be fine by now. So set off for work. And then 2 hours later, I hadn't really got anywhere, just stuck in a big traffic jam, because they had still closed a lot of the big roads while they were trying to clear up all the water from the storm, and a lot of the cars that had broken down. So big job to do. But yeah, so after 2 hours, I eventually came to a point in the road where they had actually closed the road that I'd been sitting in a traffic jam for 2 hours to try and get down. So I had no way of getting to work. So I just had to do a U-turn, phoned my boss and came home and work from home. But it's just one of those, again, you just have to sort of keep your spirits up. And I was listening to podcasts and, you know, what can you do? So that was that. And then did I get into the office on? Yeah, I went into the office on Wednesday. That wasn't too bad. And Thursday. But then I say Molly had had dancing exams then. So I had to leave early to take her to her exams. And then, yeah, so it's all over the place this week. And then next Monday, Oscar finishes school at 11 o'clock because he has parent-teacher meetings in the afternoon. So you feel as though just as you're getting started back into a normal routine, it stops again. But I'm not moaning. So yeah, it has been one of those there where you sort of feel like you're here, there and everywhere, but still trying my best to be productive in between. And yeah, so she's got a piano exam. And then on Sunday, Molly's got a friend come in for a sleepover on Saturday night. Just this most amazing friend. And you know, when these amazing people show up in your life, or in this case, Molly's life, just this really, really good girl who's from Shrewsbury in the UK, which isn't far from Birmingham if you're not from the UK, but just this fabulous girl who's really funny, quite feisty, I think. She's only little. In fact, she's smaller than Molly, and Molly's very short. But, you know, calls a spade, and says exactly what's on her mind and isn't afraid to speak up if something isn't right, you know. But she's got really good values and will really look out for her friends. So she was amazing to Molly in Hatter. And I think one of the days, because they had to stay for an extra day at Hatter because of the storm, you know, so some of the girls were getting a bit upset. Some of them were getting a bit worried, you know, and a little bit homesick as well, because this was one of their first trips away. So I think during dinner, one of the times Molly was just, I don't know, she must have looked a bit fed up or something. And she said, all of a sudden, I could feel someone staring at me from the other side of the table. She said, and I looked up and I just saw Liv, her friend, just staring at me. And she said, I was thinking, what's the matter? Why are you staring at me? And then all of a sudden, Liv got up, walked over to Molly and said, Molly, will you come with me to the bathroom? And Molly said, okay then. So she followed her in. And Liv said, I just wanted to ask you, is everything okay? And Molly said, yeah, I'm just sort of a bit homesick. And she said, I could tell there was something wrong. She said, do you want a hug? Oh, aren't these people amazing? And gave her a hug. And then she said, I'm going to be keeping an eye on you for the rest of the trip. And she said, you know, I'm not going to leave your side. Just absolutely gorgeous. And then Molly was talking to her the other day. And you know how it is in senior schools, sort of friendships change all the time and they evolve and people move to different groups and you eventually tend to settle normally around year nine with your sort of chosen friend group who you've probably got the most in common with and get along with. And that's sort of happening at the moment. Friendship groups are moving. But yeah, one of Molly's very close friends is actually leaving Dubai in the summer. So Molly was sort of a little bit worried about that. So she mentioned that to Liv and she said, oh, I feel like like a really good friend of mine is leaving, sort of like a best friend, and she's going. And Liv said, well, I've always thought of you as my best friend. And Molly said, oh, I think of you like that as well. So yeah, so she's coming round on Saturday night. And Richard had said, treat that girl to a pizza because she sounds like an incredible human being. And yeah, I think me and Richard are more excited than Molly's for the sleepover. But yeah, you just feel so grateful when your children have lovely friends, you know, just incredible. So yeah, so I think that's it. And then probably Sunday we'll just pop to the pool. But the weather is starting to heat up a little bit, although I do have a jumper on today, but I'm hoping where I'm going this morning, it'll be sort of cool and air conditioned. But yeah, I think that's probably about all I've got to waffle on about today. I don't think I've got anything else in my pocket. But yeah, just hope you have a really lovely weekend. Oh, there's a jet going over that's sort of on time as usual on a Friday. But yeah, so I hope you have a really lovely weekend. Wish me lots of luck for my interview this morning. I can't believe it's going to last nearly an hour. I don't know what I'm going to be talking about for that hour, but I'm going to use my time in the car to prepare. And I think sometimes you can over prepare for things, can't you? And then you're just thinking in your head. So no, I'm just going to be myself. I'm fine, honestly. But yes, you can find me on Instagram at gainerabovetheclouds. My online store is abovetheclouds.boutique, and don't forget I offer 24-hour delivery if you're in Dubai for certain pieces, so if you go onto my website and have a mooch. And yeah, if you are fancying a bit of a glow up to your wardrobe or just haven't got a clue how to dress yourself, you can actually book a one-to-one with me where I will come along, I'll bring Above the Clouds collections, or even if you see things on my website and you think I'd love to try those on and see how they fit, that's absolutely fine as well, so you can let me know. But I will come to your house and we'll just have fun playing dress up. And even if you want to incorporate some things that you might have in your wardrobe that you don't know what goes with them, you know, we can have a look at that as well and just put together some nice outfits for you so that you feel really confident each and every time you step out the front door. Okay, but in the meantime, I hope you have a fabulous weekend ahead and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.